Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Manulife Financial, a heavyweight in the financial services space. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth, you've likely come across this name before, so let's dive straight into what makes this company tick, where it's been lately, and what could shape its future. We've got a packed session today with a full breakdown of strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, all tailored for your investment journey. So, grab a coffee, and let's get into it. Company overview and recent performance. For those who might need a quick refresher, Manulife Financial is a leading global financial services provider, operating primarily in the insurance and wealth management sectors. Based out of Canada, they've got a massive footprint with operations spanning North America, Asia, and Europe. Their focus? Life insurance, annuities, and investment products, serving millions of clients worldwide, with a workforce of thousands. Now let's talk about what's been happening recently. Looking at their performance over the past year, Manulife has shown some solid trends. Their stock has posted positive gains across multiple timeframes, with particularly strong growth over the last 12 months, outpacing many peers in the insurance industry. Over the past 5 years, their performance aligns well with sector averages, which tells me they're holding their ground in a competitive space. On the news front, the buzz is around their latest quarterly results, which we'll dig into shortly. But spoiler alert, they've hit some record numbers. Let's see if that momentum can carry forward as we break down the nitty-gritty. SWOT analysis. Strengths. First up, Manulife Financial's recent financial performance is a standout. Their Q3 2024 earnings call highlighted record-breaking results, with key metrics like revenue and net income showing robust growth. This isn't just a fluke. Their operating cash flow and free cash flow numbers are strong, reflecting a business that's generating cash efficiently, music to any long-term investor's ears. Another big plus is their global diversification. Revenue breakdowns by geographic segments show a balanced spread across North America, Asia, and Europe. This isn't a company tied to one market's ups and downs. They've got their fingers in multiple pies, which helps cushion against regional economic hiccups. Their profitability ratios are also worth a shout-out. With a healthy gross profit margin and net profit margin from the latest data, they're not just growing revenue, they're keeping a good chunk of it. Plus, their return on equity is competitive, signaling they're using shareholders' money effectively. Lastly, leadership confidence is high. In the recent earnings call, management emphasized strong business fundamentals and a focus on organic growth. They're not banking on risky acquisitions to fuel their numbers, which shows discipline, a trait I always appreciate in a company I'm considering for the long haul. Weaknesses. Now, let's not sugarcoat things. There are areas of concern. One red flag for me is their debt-to-equity ratio. It's not alarmingly high, but it's something to watch, especially in a rising interest rate environment where servicing debt could eat into profits. Long-term investors need to keep an eye on how they manage this balance sheet item. Another point is their current ratio and quick ratio, which, while not terrible, suggests liquidity isn't as robust as I'd like. If a sudden market shock hits, they might face tighter constraints compared to some competitors. It's not a deal breaker, but it's a reminder to monitor their cash reserves and short-term obligations. Lastly, while their performance is strong, it's not wildly outperforming the broader insurance sector over longer timeframes like 5 years. They're keeping pace, but I'd love to see them pull ahead with more innovation or market share gains. For now, they're a steady player, not a disruptor. Opportunities. On the flip side, there's plenty of room for Manulife to shine. One exciting area is their push into high-growth markets, especially in Asia. The earnings call mentioned strong momentum in these regions, and with rising middle-class populations hungry for insurance and wealth products, this could be a goldmine for future revenue streams. Another opportunity lies in their valuation. Looking at their forward PE ratio, it's sitting at a reasonable level compared to industry averages. This suggests the stock isn't overpriced right now, potentially offering a decent entry point for long-term investors betting on continued growth. If they keep delivering on earnings, there could be some upside here. Technology and digital transformation are also on the table. While not heavily detailed in the data, management's focus on leveraging fundamentals hints at operational efficiencies. If they double down on tech to streamline costs or enhance customer experience, that could be a game changer in a sector often criticized for being slow to adapt. Finally, their dividend yield is attractive for income-focused investors. It's not the highest in the sector, but it's steady, and with their cash flow strength, there's potential for growth in payouts over time. For those of you building a passive income stream, this could be a nice bonus. Threats. Let's talk risks, because no investment is without them. First up, the broader economic environment is a concern. The insurance industry is sensitive to interest rate changes, and with central banks still navigating inflation, any missteps could pressure Manulife's margins or investment income. It's not something they control, but it's a headwind to watch. Competition is fierce in this space. While Manulife is a big player, the financial services sector is crowded with giants and nimble upstarts alike. If they don't innovate or capture more market share, they risk losing ground, especially in fast-moving regions like Asia, where competitors are also eyeing growth. Regulatory risks are another factor. Operating across multiple continents means dealing with a patchwork of rules and compliance costs. Any tightening of regulations, especially in key markets, it could weigh on profitability or force them to rethink their strategy. Lastly, while their debt isn't a crisis, it's still a vulnerability. If economic conditions worsen, or if they take on more leverage for expansion, that could spook investors. For those of us thinking long-term, we need to see disciplined capital management to avoid any nasty surprises down the road. Conclusion and long-term outlook. So, where does this leave us with Manulife Financial? Wrapping up this SWOT analysis, I'm cautiously optimistic. Their strengths, like record financial performance and global reach, make them a solid contender for a long-term portfolio, especially if you value stability and dividends. However, the weaknesses around debt and liquidity, combined with external threats like economic uncertainty and competition, mean this isn't a set-it-and-forget-it kind of stock. There's potential, especially with opportunities in high-growth markets and a reasonable valuation, but you'll want to stay vigilant on how they navigate these challenges. For the long-term investor, Manulife offers a compelling mix of growth and income potential, but it's not without risks. Keep an eye on their debt management and how they capitalize on opportunities like Asian expansion. Short and medium-term trends look positive based on recent performance, but always zoom out to that bigger picture. Think about where they'll be in 5 or 10 years, not just next quarter. Thanks for tuning into this deep dive with MarketSnap. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay connected for our daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats. Plus, check out the full SWOT breakdown on our platform for a quick reference. Drop your thoughts in the comments. Do you see Manulife as a core holding, or are you waiting for a better entry point? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.